It's either liberty or death at this point. You ain't got much choice.
Sometimes there's a man. He's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude.
Tax slaves out here in slave landia. Just got off the golf course with the old coots. I actually come ahead by $2. That's always a good day when you don't lose any money. But one of the big conversations out there, you know, everybody follows sports, and this time of year you're looking at football, and the big story out on the golf course was this NFL player that dropped dead in the middle of a game, playoff game. I don't know what his name is, don't really care, irrelevant, but the fact that these sports athletes are dropping dead all over the place was the topic of a conversation. And you know what all of them were talking about? Same thing everybody else is thinking. You know, the J&J or the Pfizer or the Moderna treatment. Yeah, that's what the discussion is. Now, about half the boys out there took it, not knowing anything. Half the boys out there saying, I told you so. They didn't trust the government to begin with. And I suspect it is that way across the country. You know, we're no different. Going out here by Shaw Air Force Base right now, you guys want to see. Millions and billions and billions and billions and trillions of dollars that we've done spent keeping us safe and secure, don't you know? But everybody knows what's going on. We got a new study coming out of Cleveland that shows that the more treatments you get, the more likely you are to catch the thing. 4, 5, 6 times likely. The more you get, the more likely you're going to get the thing. And yet, all our great and wonderful leaders trying to lead us right back into another lockdown mandate, corona bullshit. The people are waking up, and one of the bright sides, I think, are the people that have been poisoned are beginning to realize that they got suckered, they were lied to, and these people are going to be some kind of more pissed. And those numbers are growing. Like I told Josephine, I said, Josephine, when these people start waking up and realize what's been done to them and their kids, you ain't never seen warriors like these people, because they ain't got nothing to lose. Katie barred the doors at that point. Boys, these leaders are getting a little weak in the knees. A little light in the loafers. And it's coming out. I see it all around. So, what a great ride. Just a casual observer. It's either liberty or death at this point. You ain't got much choice. Something else to think about. Till next time, boys and girls. Peace.
Times there's a man. He's the man for his time and place. He fits right in there. And that's the dude.